Drama International.
Ah, tell me what you think of that. It's rather singular, Sherry. Nice?
I like it, yes.
Good.
Isla Guard, yes. She was great assistance. What about her?
She's part of a scientific party studying the Great Pyramid of Cheops. We think something's happened there. Something that interests the Russians. A Red agent recently left London to join them in Egypt.
Do you know who?
Well, our informant could only say that Moscow requested an Englishman who could pass himself off as an archaeologist. We don't know who they sent, but if Russia has a man there, we should look into it.
What about Double C?
Concealed communications can get along without you, at least for the short time you'll be away.
Cairo, in October. A few days in the company of Lila Guard can't be too much of a bad thing. Do you have a really good sherry, please?
The Spy in the Pyramid by Edward D. Hawk.
Cheops is the largest pyramid in Egypt. The prize of ancient grave robbers and modern scientists. The builder of the pyramid, Cheops, reigned from 2590 BC until 2567 BC. He was the second pharaoh of the fourth dynasty of Egypt, 1234. The region of Khufu and his son Seth.
Hello there. Sorry to interrupt, but I thought I saw a familiar face.
Mr. Rand. Oh, it's so good to see you again.
I'm in Cairo for a few days. The university said I'd find you out here.
Oh, yes, we are hard at work. Oh, this is Sir Stafford Jones, a countryman of yours. Sir Stafford?
Hello?
He is working on the project. The lady is his second wife, Melinda.
Hello there, Sir Stafford.
Good afternoon.
An old friend, Mr. Rand.
Oh, nice to meet you, Mr. Rand. Yes. This girl, Mr. Rand, drags me over here to look at the Sphinx, and what does it mean? All I see is a lion with the head of a woman.
The most likely explanation is that the Sphinx is half lion, half virgin, symbolizing the junction of the constellations Leo and Virgo in the 4th millennium B.C.
The Egyptians knew a great deal about the stars. Some say the Great Pyramid itself.
What is your work here, Sir Stephanie?
Yes, that is one of the theories.
Professor Donardo is in charge. He's trying to continue the experiments of Dr. Luis Alvarez, the Nobel Prize winner, in recording the passage of cosmic rays through the pyramids. By the use of a computer to analyze the recorded tapes, it's possible, you see, to discover the location of any unknown chambers.
Interesting.
The threat of war put a stop to Dr. Alvarez's work, but Donardo obtained permission from the government to carry on. It's a fascinating man. You'll have to meet him. Oh, I must be getting back to the hotel now, actually.
Please, thank you.
Melinda, we ought to be getting back, my dear.
All right.
How soon?
We'll be out again tomorrow. It was nice meeting you, Mr. Rand.
Bye.
Goodbye.
See you tomorrow.
Odd couple.
Mismatched. He's paying the bills, though, so I have to be nice to him. Now tell me, Rand, Mr. Rand, how are you? You know something, you look smashing.
For a man past 40, I'm holding up pretty well. Been swimming in the Nile recently.
How did I ever allow you to talk me into that?
Oh, I have a way with pretty Scotch Egyptian girls.
You remembered.
My business is remembering. When can I meet you, Professor Donardo?
Right now. Come on.
You mean I've got to climb up there?
I'm afraid you'll have to if you want to meet the professor.
What ugly close-up, isn't it?
It wasn't always. Come. The ring was a full mantle of polished limestone.
Originally?
Oh, some earthquakes in the 13th century, and the Arabs stripped off the limestone to rebuild their damaged cities. Construct a number of mosques in Cairo.
Interesting. Do you mind slowing down?
Without the limestone, you see, the core masonry is gradually weathered.
You know a lot.
We're almost there.
Who does she think I am?
James Bond. You expect me to crawl through there?
It widens out inside. Farther along. Come. Now, Mr. Rand, nobody comes to see me just because they happen to be passing the pyramid. I know what your business is, remember? I am the girl who swam the Nile and almost got herself killed for you. Listen, we've had strange things happening here, and now you turn up. I want to know why. You will tell me, or I might rush away and then let you become lost inside here in the pyramid.
And what sort of strange things, Lila?
An Egyptian named Hazard came looking for work with us. There was no work for him. We sent him away. The next day, a stone fell on a workman and almost killed him. He was hospitalized. Hazard returned 1 hour later and got the man's job. Rand, is there an enemy here?
An enemy is a relative term. Enemy of what?
Come, to see the professor.
We've been running wires here for weeks, but we're almost ready to begin.
Just what are you doing?
We have a spark chamber in the lower vault beneath the pyramid. It will record cosmic rays from outer space as they penetrate the pyramid walls. Computer analysis should pinpoint any unknown rooms or chambers, any passages. Dr. Alvarez has been quite successful with the technique on other pyramids.
It's a big place.
Big's hardly the word. 2.5 million blocks of limestone and granite in this pyramid. Enough to build a wall around France or construct all the churches in England.
When you put it like that, Mr. Larkey, you really do get an idea of... Must have taken centuries to build.
Only 20 years. According to Herodotus, but they did have 100,000 men working 24 hours a day without stop for 20 years. Say, Donato.
Oh,
time for drinks. Just observe the... cheers. Puma says there's trouble with the work crew, so Professor Donato won't be joining us.
I see.
So I'll just be 2 seconds, right?
I used to live in tents when I was a Boy Scout, but these are magnificent. Why didn't Roger Pullman join your group? He was the chap who first directed me, too.
You've only been here 2 weeks. Everyone came at the same time. I believe Pullman and Graham Larkey arrived from England at the same... Graham was with Donato. He was telling you about them. But of course you remember. It's your business to remember.
Oh, Mr. Larkey, do you really think...
Pullman and Larkey, are they?
Sorry?
Do you think there are any more secret chambers?
Well, Donato's convinced of it. Russian-built Egyptian jets bound for Cairo.
You'll stay the night, Rand?
I'm planning to.
There's plenty of room. I've tried to make Sir Stafford and his wife stay as well, but I think they must have running water and other things. Him sneaking around out there. I think he's heading for Cairo. I'm sorry. You're undressed. You're going to bed.
I am dressed in 30 seconds. I can reverse the procedure in 15. Blood to fill on his own knife. I thought they'd only had enough. What's going on? The lilac guard said this. There's a trap for me.
Sorry, Lila. What's the matter? You're dressed, aren't you?
What's happened? Where are you hurt? What? Let me see.
Huh? Oh, no, not you.
Your God. No, this isn't my blood. The Sarge. He's dead. He jumped me out there, and the angels were on my side for once.
You killed him?
Yes.
You all right?
Yes. Or rather, inadvertently, yes. Actually, he fell on his own knife.
Shall we tell the others?
Well, not. I don't want to get hung up with the local police. This was in his pocket. Some paper inside. This cigarette holder. In the Sarge's pocket.
What is it?
Looks like a cipher.
Can you read it?
A time, a minute of luck. Well, that's my business. Lila, get some sleep and try to act surprised when they find the Sarge's body in the morning. Cipher message is broken down into five-letter groups. Her son was a courier. He was obviously taking the message from someone at the pyramid to his superiors in Cairo, where it would have been, no doubt, transmitted to Moscow. 10 R's, 9 A's, 7 E's. Letter frequency. The end of the message is more interesting. Over bases. What's it? Coincidence? P-M-I-O-N. Stop. C-T-R-A-D. Stop. I-N-G-C-A. Stop. Y-D-W-E-A.
Hand me around, will you, that pyramid model?
Thank you.
You see, I shall explain. You see, they believe that each of the passages and each of the dimensions of the pyramid contain the chronological history of mankind. Some even claim the Great Pyramid predicted the second coming of the Lord and the end of the world.
Rubbish. I don't accept that at all.
Hello, lad.
Hello.
Fresh. Hazard's body's gone.
Fresh coffee, anyone?
Perfect for transmitting shortwave radio broadcasts. But then so were the tall buildings in Cairo. And likely spies at wire the Great Pyramid just to use it for a trans...
Out for a stroll?
Good grief. If that woman walks among the Arabs in trousers that tight...
It's a tough climb up there.
Going all the way to the top?
Oh, hardly. Just about done in...
I can't imagine why my husband's so interested in a pile of stones.
Because they're the biggest pile of stones in the world, maybe.
Perhaps. Stafford has always been attracted to superlatives.
Even in women?
But thank you, sir. So Stafford has a lot of money. I only hope he's spending it wisely here. You know, perhaps the ancient Egyptians thought they could see the whole world.
I saw you up there with Melinda.
What are you doing?
Just checking these measurements.
She's a nice girl. Wonder why she married Sir Stafford.
Money and power.
Lila, what do you think's going on here?
I have no idea. Sometimes I think, but Donato seems to assign me to tasks just to keep me out of the way.
What about Pullman and Larky?
Pullman works all the time. He's Professor Donato, but Larky not so much.
Model pyramid, the wooden model. Larky made it. Have you ever seen him marking up with chalk? I just wondered. There was chalk dust on it this morning. It looks as if the Staffords are leaving. We'd better go and say goodbye, too. I can't think. Under my
my body just isn't suited to this climate.
Fine progress. Fine, fine progress. We'll be out again tomorrow, of course. Oh, Rand. Is he? Interesting, eh?
Have you a cigarette, Roger, please?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see you tomorrow then, eh, Donato?
They found her dad's body. It was buried in the sand near one of the smaller pits.
It doesn't matter. My job's about finished. Let's go and see Donato, Pullman, and Larky.
Soda? You're spending another night here, aren't you, Mr. Wright?
Yes, yes.
Good. What do you know of Hassad's murder? You scotch.
Thank you. It wasn't murder. He fell on his own knife trying to kill me last night. Someone else hid the body.
No. Just what is your business here, Mr. Wright?
This. Lila, get me the model pyramid out of Mr. Larky's tent. Mm.
You can read this?
What do you want my pyramid for?
Yes, I can read it. To unscramble this message the same way it was originally scrambled. The letters, you see, retain their true identities, but they're merely mixed up. A transposition cipher instead of a substitution one. The chalk dust and the wooden sides of the model pyramid. Thanks, Lila. The dust tipped me off, you see, that the model was a device for enciphering the message. In most transposition ciphers, a message is written on a square grid. Here, the four sides of the pyramid were used, like this. We read a line at a time, starting with the top letter on each side. P-Y-R-A-M-I-D. Pyramid. Lila?
I'm already writing.
Clever Scotch Egyptian lass.
Pyramid work conceals secret radar tower covering
Cairo
area air
bases.
Most interesting. Now, will you please raise your hands?
I would not with that gun, Professor, certainly.
You two, Graham, hands up.
What's this about?
Did you send this message?
Did a thing about it. Radar tower, I mean, I would...
Clever plan. Great pyramids more than 40 stories high, towering over the city of Cairo. From this position, radar could cover the movements of all aircraft, the firing of all missiles, an important weapon for Israel, Professor? The ultimate, in espionage?
You're an Israeli agent, Donato.
Doing what has to be done. Did you write that message?
Hell, no. Pullman borrowed the model last night. He said he...
Pullman? Where is he?
Here.
Hey, where you are? You are prisoners of the Egyptian government.
Put that gun away, Professor. I'm not necessarily with you, but I'm certainly not against you either. Let's get out of here.
Take cover! The Egyptians know everything. Army units are right behind us.
Yes, Pullman!
I said stay well!
Good shooting? Christ. I object to being used as a shield.
The army's surrounding us. Professor?
We'll be safe in the pyramids. Come on.
I thought they'd get us when they
said... They'll send food up the other side.
Professor, this is no time for games. Get on the radio. Come on. You must have shortwave contact with Israel.
Otherwise, all right, but what do you want them to do? Start a war just to save us?
Remember that commander raid by helicopter a while ago? Remind them of that.
Rand, we're 10 miles from Cairo.
For years now, I've had the famous Israeli cheek up to here. They're supposed to be the cleverest writers in the world. Let them prove it. I don't want to rot in the Egyptian jail. Donato?
Go and see what I can do.
I'm scared. How did I get mixed up in this?
Oh, it's my fault. I've been financing this project on behalf of Israel.
Now
it
tells
me. It
had
to look like a scientific project to keep the Egyptians from getting suspicious.
Well, what was Pullman?
Spy in the pay of the Russians. That's what brought me here.
They'll do what they can. We're to climb to the top.
The top of the... You must...
Come on.
They think they've got us cornered.
They could be right.
Those helicopters don't come, they will be.
Our Egyptian jails are very nice. Civilized, don't worry. Narrate, Cairo. This may be it.
I've never stood on top of a pyramid before with three men and two ladies waiting for a helicopter. Lila, my dear, I'm awfully glad you could come.
Listen.
What?
We're not home yet. Those are Egyptian jets out of the side window.
They're not opening fire, though. Why?
Lila.
We're not going back to Israel. We're landing at Cairo Airport.
Melinda, what the hell is this?
Cairo Airport. Quick, think.
Melinda!
Tell them you're landing. When the jets start down, reverse yourself and take off. Straight up. At their speed, they won't be able to turn quickly enough to follow. That fooled them.
I can't believe Melinda.
I'm afraid you'll find she was planted, sir, by the Russians. If you'll pardon me, you're just the right age to be looking for a young wife. You see, with your reputation for financing causes.
But, Rand, you warned the Egyptian girl Lila, and she jumped Sir Stafford's wife when she...
Yes, sir. You see, when the firing from the ground stopped, I guessed it was because they had one of their people on board. That meant she'd try and force us to land. Someone got Pullman's second message and told the Egyptians. Assad had the first message rolled in a cigarette holder. Pullman simply varied the technique and gave it to Melinda inside a cigarette. I saw her ask him for one, but she never smoked it. She went back to Cairo with Sir Stafford.
They didn't get their radar station. Another draw decision in a long and fruitless war.
Yes, sir. And now, if you don't mind, I'm going to take a short break. You see, Lila guards afraid they won't let her back into Egypt, so I persuaded her to come to England. We have, after all, lots of old ruins she can take a look at.
You have been listening to Drama International. Join us again next week at the same time for more Drama International.